White, black, yellow, tan. We are all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are. And it's not each other. First off, I must start with the fact that Jesus did not come to save our skin. He came into the world to save us from our sins and the saving of our souls. Secondly, the Lord said long, long ago that all nations are one blood. So then, what's the issues? The issue is that if you want to control a people, then you must divide the people so that the powers that are tolerated can then wield power over their subjects more easily. Mark 3:25 tells us, "And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." The way that this is done is to go to the uneducated and indoctrinate and propagandize them by dividing through skin color when the color of the skin has nothing to do with the moral or lawful issues. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that men should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their characters. Furthermore, Malcolm X rightly said, "If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing." He was spot on. Remember again what William Randolph Hearst stated, "You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war." Now friends, this is exactly what is being played out today in America. You see, the powers that are tolerated need such useful idiots that continuously and ignorantly feed on and spew out their divisive narratives. G. Edward Griffin explains how since at least the 1920s, communists have had plans to use racial agitation, violence, and socialism for communist revolution in America. Again, this is what we're seeing today.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street. They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary.
We have useful idiots such as Colin Kaepernick. We have FBI informant Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson spewing out narratives that are found over and over again to be unwarranted and unfounded. We see the politicians playing into the narratives and empowering the rioters and the looters, not the peaceful protesters, mind you, only to overthrow the Republican form of government we have on the behalf of their puppet masters to help implement a new form of global government. In other words, they are creating this to further divide the black people against the white people to incite them against one another. You see, unity destroys their objectives, friends. And by the way, aren't these the same people advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb, which is aimed at the blacks and Hispanics? Yes, in fact, they are, friends. They are playing out verbatim what Mao Zedong did in overthrowing the Republic of China, using the younger to overthrow the older. Now we have found for the last 7 decades in this country that the mainstream media has been illegally creating and fabricating stories beyond all measure in an attempt to deceive the people. We have also recently found that Raz from Chaz, Black Lives Matter's warlord, is supported by Dubai's government in hopes of an all-out war against white people. See, friends, Raz Chaz has been found handing out AR-15s to locals with a welcoming attitude while being filmed. He doesn't seem to be too worried about the police now, does he? We know that the narrative of George Floyd, friends, and the murder of George Floyd has been hijacked, and this has been proven 100 times since his death. The realization that the American people need to come to is that the powers that are tolerated, and it's the corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled mainstream media who are the ones, in fact, that are fueling this narrative of divide and conquer. Until these people are lawfully dealt with, nothing's going to change. They don't have the freedom to break the law. The law applies to all of us, yes, indeed, but it also applies to those who are to uphold the laws for they are not above the law. So therefore, in conclusion, and with the nail that I keep pounding over and over again, Americans need justice, for justice guards our liberties. And until we learn that Lady Liberty is blindfolded in pursuance of justice, which is an issue of law, not color, this will continue.
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God, or the truth of the Christian religion, or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"We
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, in a couple minutes here, for those that want to know where they came from, I mean, how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you came from, right? Jeremiah 6:16. We're going to have Frederick Douglass with us. I met this young man out in Flowerville, Michigan, about a month ago. And right before I got up at a Second Amendment rally there, this individual got up and did a rendition of none other than Frederick Douglass. He was the one that preceded Martin Luther King Jr. And he just did it so well, folks. So perfectly done he did it. And he did it through memorizations, kind of like Dan Fisher as well with the Black Robe Regiment. But this guy, he did it so well. I said to myself, we got to get this guy on the radio. And we got to get him on Zoom so everybody can experience what it is that I experienced when I was in Michigan. He'll be up with us in just a couple minutes here. Before we get to that, I do want to drive you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Happy to say that sonsoflibertyradio.com, the brand new site, is up. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, I'm just going to show it to you really quick. This is about a month in the working, month and a half, and we finally got it done. And it is just fantastic. It's so well done. It's on a new platform. It is who we are and what it is that we've done. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, the 8 to 10 articles written every day from contributors across the country. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If at any time you would like to drop a comment, go ahead and do that on live chat or give us a call. The first segment will be open. The last segment will be open. But number two and number three segments will be occupied by our friend from New Jersey, Frederick Douglass. So if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11, John 6:35, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on. Just wanted to highlight a couple things before we get to our guest. This is brand new. It's interesting to me. It really is just the hypocrisy going on in this country. And of course, it's all by design concerning this uniparty system that's been created to divide and conquer, that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. It's unconstitutional. And what am I talking about? Jesus warned us of that in Mark 3:25. But what we're seeing right now is Donald Trump says that the U.S. could buy Argentinian beef to lower prices here in America. Are you paying attention? If this was what you have been conditioned to believe concerning what it is as a left, you'd be up in arms, Americans. But somehow or another, Donald Trump, according to his idolaters, Acts 12:22, they have no problem with this. I'm talking about John 19:15. Read that as well. And we were supposed to be aware of that, Mark 8:15. But somehow or another, Donald Trump, it's okay when he does it. It's okay when he does that which is unconstitutional. Can somebody please show me in the Constitution where the federal government's, these agencies that have been created have any business whatsoever in the beef industry and in so many other industries, friends, that they've got their hands all over. It's like they're a bunch of octopuses. What are they doing? They're controlling that which they have no business controlling. And these are people that want to control your life, yet they can't even control theirs. How does that work out for you? But again, Donald Trump says U.S. could buy Argentinian beef to lower prices here in America. You understand what he's doing, right? He's just paying off his buddies over in Argentina, right? As what is he doing here? He's attacking. I just played a video last week of a farmer saying this is Donald Trump that's doing this, and it was purposely done. And so what are they doing? They're outsourcing once again. Americans, I've told you this before. Pay attention to what I'm telling you right now. They are outsourcing everything. I don't care if I go down to the street and buy a television set, friends. The first thing I notice is I call because I need some sort of repair or advice or instruction concerning what it is that I just bought. People in India are picking up the phone. I don't care if it's my phone bill, friends. No joke. Pay attention to the fact that you are being outsourced right now, and Donald Trump is leading the charge every step of the way. Also wanted to let you know, if you're not paying attention, I tried to warn you about this back in 2016, but most people didn't want to hear it, concerning the 55 unconstitutional, what they call legislative acts, really premised on policy, which is there to undermine the U.S. Constitution. When they signed on to 55 legislative acts, said the Republican governors throughout the United States, to undermine the Second Amendment. No joke. No joke. But what we're finding now is Pam Bondi, you know, I want a transparent administration. DOJ, Department of Injustice, backs warrantless invasion of gun owners' homes. Guess what they're going to use for that, friends? The same thing that I told you that they were going to use for that. And guess who they're going to use? The unconstitutional agency called ICE. And what's their excuse? The illegals. Again, put yourself, friends, the question, why hasn't Donald Trump rounded up all of those treasonous governors, the last administration, along with the one that preceded that, including himself, friends, concerning those that are guilty of the act of treason? If it was really about bringing justice, friends, they wouldn't be using ICE to basically sweep away state sovereignty through an unconstitutional agency called ICE. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. John, you got about a minute and a half. I'm going to give it to you. Stick to topic, please. It's all yours, my friend.
Yes, sir. I'll be quick. As far as people understanding the beef industry and the cattle industry in this country right now, the one that's working the hardest to make sure that we have American beef is a guy called Texas Slim, Beef Initiative, and Beef Maps, in regards to how you can see who the local ranchers are within your state. And if you could have him on to talk about this $40 billion that was given to the Argentinian cartels to destroy our farming within this country, Texas Slim would be a really cool dude that you could hook up with and learn a lot about what he's been working his rear end off about to make everything still not being taken over by all of these larger processing and industry giants. So
yep.
Thank you very much.
Yep, John, why don't we do this? Day. Before you hang up, John, why don't you go ahead and make that happen? Go ahead and connect with him, have him connect with us, and we'll get him up on the show. How about that?
I'm just an old guy on an island. I wouldn't know how to do that. It's Beef Initiative, or go to beefmaps.com. They have maps of all the people in the country that actually are local ranchers.
Okay,
that
gotta go.
Grow beef locally for you.
Thank you for the call, John. Totally appreciate it. We're going to come right back up on the other side, friends, with our friend Frederick Douglass. Yes, you heard me right. Is he resurrected? No, this is a reenactment historian actor who does a fantastic job. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist Association, January 1st, 1802. The First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state and barring the government from what it's attempting to do today. To prove that point, President Thomas Jefferson was president of the United States of America, as well as public schools in Washington, D.C. The two books that he made mandatory were Watts' Hymnals and the Bible.
What's going on here?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to add to, take away again, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, we're going to pull up our friend Frederick Douglass, but before we do that, let me give you a bit of a download here. He's a Christian. He's an actor. He's a historical interpretator or interpreter, playwright, director, entrepreneur who was raised in Camden, New Jersey and educated in the Camden school system. And presently, Frederick works as an historic interpreter or interpreter. Forgive me. It's hard to see for his company. And I can't see that acronym production. So what I'm going to do is, without further ado, I'm just going to pull you up here, Frederick. Can you go ahead and give us a download as to who you are so we all know who you are from that point on concerning your biography, please?
Yes. Well, good afternoon, Bradley. It's a pleasure meeting you and seeing you again. As a performer, I have been doing multiple things. And one of the things is when I'm not performing, I actually spend a lot of time creating other things. When I'm not enlightening other people's minds and lives through words and through activism, I spend some time trying to connect with creativity. So I create things. So,
and I think you do a good job of it. I really do. Yeah. I met you out. I met this young man out in Flowerville, Michigan, friends, if you're just joining us right now. And he did a rendition of Frederick Douglass that was so well done. I took the time to walk over there, take a picture with him, and then say, we need to get you up on the show here. So that's why we invited you. So, again, I thought what you did was second to none. In your biography here, I could probably spend another 5 minutes just highlighting all of the things that you've achieved in your life. So good for you, first and foremost. But let's just get to it, because I only have you for two segments concerning Frederick Douglass. Why did you pick Frederick Douglass, and how would you convey Frederick Douglass to all of us watching and listening even now?
Well, Mr. Douglass, to me, was a very powerful voice during the Civil War era, especially when his ability and his tenacity of overcoming various obstacles as a slave. And then from there, not forgetting who he was and always trying to strive to go back and to save his, not only his family, but other slaves. He felt as though that even as a Christian, that his voice was very powerful. God gave him a gift, and that voice was to bring people to the understanding and to the knowledge of who we are as a people. We have racism and hatred has fled the land so powerfully that Frederick Douglass decided that he wanted to not only bring light to the injustice of what was taking place, but also to enlighten people, saying, hey, listen, we can as a people, as a nation, unite and work together. But the atrocities that are taking place within our country, dealing with not only the slaves, but the Native Americans as well, we can bind together and come together, utilizing the law that we have written or that man has written with the Constitution and the Declaration. Listen, those laws need to be upheld, but they're not being upheld according to what is written by the founding fathers.
Correct.
The founding fathers said that all men were created equal, and yet you're not treating everyone with equality. Not only people of color, but also women as well. So women, people of color, the Indians are not being treated, as you say, equality, which is what God has given us. When he created us in his image, he gave us that image of that knowledge that we are created in his image, and his image is equal to, there is no color.
Yeah, that's
right. No color barrier. There is no superiority to anyone. He's the superior one. We answer to him. And so Douglass was one of those voices in that time period that was very powerful, trying to bring that to the forefront so that people would understand who they were as humans, and not spending so much time on this odd concept of becoming citizens. Because citizens are power-driven, they are they don't seem to understand humanity. They've left their first love, as the Bible says, we have left our first love.
Yes.
And as our first love, that is to love one another.
Let me add something to that, Frederick. Let me add something to that, because I think of Martin Luther King, who said, we're to judge men not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. He's also the one that said, making reference to the Declaration of Independence, you know, what is there? He said, let it, you know, basically what is written, you know, go ahead and justify this now, validate this now, and make it true in our time. And that was his appeal to the said politicians during that particular time. I want to go back to scripture really quick, where it says in Acts 17:26, that all nations are one blood, and the only ones making an issue out of the color of skin are those that are using the color of skin in an attempt to divide and conquer, which Jesus told us to beware of in Mark 3:25. Furthermore, I think when we just get down this little rabbit trail as preachers, as Christians, we all need to understand that Jesus came into the world to save us from our sin. He didn't come in to save our skin, but he came in to save our souls. And we need to remember that the end objective is that we're in this together. Because on that final day, even when the Lord stands before all of the nations, there's going to be all different colors. There's going to be all different ethnicities. There's going to be all different tongues. But yet, they were the ones that were saved. And those are the ones that the Lord so chose during that particular time in the end, in the book of Revelations, to bring us with him. So I totally agree with you. I totally appreciate you. I totally appreciate, you know, the things that Frederick Douglass stood for. And it still remains. You know, this is the guy that said, agitate, agitate, agitate. And it reminds me of what William Booth said, that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And as an abolitionist and a former slave, that's exactly what he did. Did he not?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And I totally agree. And I also like to add scripturally, Galatians 5, that the 5th chapter, 13th and the 14th verse, where it talks about liberty, and it says not to wear liberty as a garment of the flesh, but to wear it as one who loves. And it's teaching us to love one another. And that's another thing that is missing in our society, is the mere fact that we don't love one another. And because we're missing that main component, which is what Jesus spoke about, which is how and why there's so many of us of different nations and creeds and colors that are going to make it to the New Jerusalem, is because we have learned how to love. And one of the things, too, that we bring out as Christians is heart. You know, God looks at the heart. And a lot of people talk about and they say, God knows my heart. Yes, God does know our heart. And we know the scripture says that the heart is desperately wicked. Yep. And who should know it? God knows it, because he sees and knows everything. So it is so important for us as Christians and as citizens, as Americans, to understand who we are as a people in order for us to continue to thrive in this nation. And it's so important. It is so important for us to recognize exactly who we are in Christ.
Amen. I got a real quick question for you, because we got a hard break coming up within a minute here, Frederick. Was Harriet Tubman during that same time era as Frederick Douglass? And if so, did they work together on the issue of abolishing slavery?
They were, very, very good question. They were, time frame, they were both running together. The only difference was Harriet was more about actually going to save people physically, whereas Frederick was more into the political side
right.
of it. So Harriet had no problem with strapping up and going into yeah. the trenches, yep. as we should say,
yep.
and grabbing people and bringing them home, whereas Frederick Douglass spent more time with the politics of what was going on. So he spent more time chatting with President Lincoln and others, whereas Harriet was actually saying, listen, I'm going to go get my family. You can talk about it, but I'm going to go do it.
Yeah. It really, they were just, they were just both staying in their lane. I mean, they couldn't operate one without the other. And if they didn't, you know, do what they did concerning staying in their own lane and concerning their giftings, you know, we wouldn't be here talking about it today. So they were doing their part, and they did a fantastic job. Folks, we're talking to our friend Frederick Douglass right now. And when we come back, Frederick, I just want to go ahead and let you go for 5-10 minutes and just kind of share people the message that you brought to the country over 100 years ago. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Okay, folks, we got Frederick Douglass with us, and then in just a couple minutes, I'm going to let him loose here, and then what I want us to do is go ahead and give him our undivided attention, and also give him the opportunity to give us his URL. Again, friends, this is one of those scenarios that, I didn't expect to see what I seen, and when Frederick did what Frederick did, he did it the best that anybody could have done it. So with that, I want to go ahead and just let you loose. What was some of the topics that you were covering? And I don't know how much time you had at the event that we did in Flowerville, Michigan. What was it, 10, 15, 20 minutes? What was it?
Actually, it was like under 15 minutes.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and give us a download of your messaging when you do these events across the country? I think it would be, honestly, it would be a treat for the people. It really would.
So, basically, we hold these truths. to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Constitution, the preamble in the Constitution says that we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Well, in order for us to form a more perfect union, we have to have a connection with the man who created, or the creator who actually created the man to be unified. The only way we could be unified as one is to reconnect with our creator. God created man in the beginning. God created man. He created all things for his good. He created man to give him the to enjoy the abundance of his creation. And yet, man chose to disobey and to move away from what God eventually wanted him to have. In his image, he had him to give him love and joy and peace. But man chose to be his own ruler. And because of that, we have all this chaos. We have animosity. We have hatred. We have racism. We have all things that are, we have sicknesses and diseases, all because man would not obey the law that God has given.
Amen.
And here we have this same law. We have an opportunity right now to make a difference in our society. All we have to do is change from ourselves and go back to what God wanted us to be. Right now, we are citizens, and citizens are power-stricken. They look for themselves. They're all about doing things for themselves. But humans are willing to listen and to obey God's will, and to love his fellow man, and to nourish his fellow man, and to help him, and to give him the strength and the courage that he needs in order for him to survive. There's a difference. And we need to come back to who we originally are supposed to be in order for us to be the great nation that we can be. Yes, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, can provide justice and tranquility for all people if we are connected to the man who created us and who gives us the power and the strength to overcome all things. Yes. We need to go back to our first love, and our first love is God himself.
Amen. Amen, dude. There's an anointing on this, Isaiah 10:27. I want to go back. What is your response when you do this? Folks, we're talking with Frederick Douglass. He's a historian reenactment actor. He's second to none. I did an event with him in Michigan. And I'm just proposing questions to him right now. And one of them is just that. How do people respond to this? Is what we're doing right now, is this the typical response? Is it people love you, they hate you, are they indifferent? How does it go over for you when you're doing these events?
I'm so blessed, you would not believe. And basically when I speak as Douglass and the various the others, I have people just embrace the words. They embrace the presentation that I give because it's fresh. It's factual, and it's invigorating because it's enlightening. It gives them like, wow. The best part about it is a lot of people at the end say, they'll ask me questions like, well, what book, where can I learn more about who you're presenting, because some of them don't know, some of them do know, and they want to learn more, and I have books and give them references and things for them to do, and they're like, I'm excited, and that is really good, even what you do. It is exciting when we're done, people walk up to you and say, oh man, I love the message that you have, it was just so wonderful, and then they are empowered to move on, and next thing you know, you're going like, wow. And as Christians, both of us as Christians, we go like, I just saved a soul.
Amen. Amen.
and that's basically what we're like, I just saved my soul. And I only took one. That's all I needed, because that's all God gives us. Just, as long as you can save one, one
that's
is
right.
Better than none.
That's right. You know, that was the response that I actually seen right when you were done with your speech. I also want to tell you this. So I must have listened to 3 hours of people before you got up there. And I don't mean to demean anybody, but it was this right-left paradigm, this unconstitutional talk, going bantering back and forth, just talking about all the problems. And that's what was so refreshing about what I witnessed there with you, Frederick, was the fact that you brought a message that was just kind of breaking through all the smoke and mirrors as to, you know, the game that they were playing. And I'm not saying that to be demeaning, but it's just the fact of the matter. Once you started to talk, I remember I kind of walked up and I sat down and I started listening to you. And then I sensed that there was an anointing on your message. And that was more important to me than anything else. And the Lord just delivered here once again, even during this broadcast. But I just thought it was fantastic. And, you know, what are the demographics of people? Is it just because it was predominantly white at that event? Is it blacks, whites, all across the spectrum as far as the ethnicity of people that would have your message in? Do you do high school assembly programs? Are you called into colleges? All the above.
I do all of the above. Okay. I do all of the above. And the young lady that... that books all of my, does all of my bookings, Kim Hanley, it all depends on who calls her, reaches out to her and says, okay, we would like to have Douglas for such and such and such, or we'll have, and wherever I go, I pray and I ask, I say, okay, Lord, what message am I giving today? What am I talking about? And mainly, I always ask the client, what is your theme? Because based on your theme will determine how I will approach the conversation or the presentation. So based on the theme, that's how I go. Like when we met, everything was about the it was about the Second Amendment. Douglas had nothing to do with the Second Amendment.
Right.
He had absolutely nothing to do with the Second Amendment, but he had something to do with the Declaration, as well as the Constitution,
yeah, the founding
so
era. Yep.
I utilized that to offset what everyone else was talking about as far as the Second Amendment was concerned. And the most important thing is, as Douglas, I had to make sure that I stayed within the confines of what he would have talked about during his time frame.
Right. Okay. So do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself as to who you really are now and then give people your URL so they can find out who you are for themselves?
Yes. And again, I truly do want to thank Brad for having me. My name is Keith Henley. I am a Christian, an actor, entrepreneur. Oh my God, the list goes on. but mainly what I love is I love the gift that God has given me. And it's a gift of storytelling, and it is a gift that allows me to reach out to people and to enlighten their lives and to bring truth to what is actually taking place in our society. I actually got started when during the Bush era, when black men would be annihilated by the police. And so I decided that the reason that this is taking place is that America has no idea of the impact that black men have had on our history. So I decided that this would be a perfect opportunity for me to
make your mark
to do that.
Yep.
And So I decided that I would pick up various people and I would tell their stories and hope that that would give light to what is going on in our society.
Amen. So how do people get a hold of you, Keith?
So if you want to get a hold of me, you can reach me through American Historical Theater, which is ahtheater.org. At gmail.com, you will contact Kim Hanley, and she will for bookings, and she will reach out to me and handle everything. So that's the best way to get a hold of me.
Sounds
the best way to get a hold of me.
Sounds good. I got less than a minute, Keith. Where are you off to next?
This Saturday, I will be in Glassboro as Frederick Douglass for the Civil War presentation that takes place. It's an annual event that takes place in Glassboro. So I will be there as Frederick Douglass, and that event is at 1 p.m. That event is at 1 p.m. In Glassboro.
Okay, Glassboro, give us the location. Are you in... Where is that? Are we in the United States?
Glassboro, New Jersey. Gotcha.
Because I know that you are Canadian. And now I'm looking at this even now, and it's like, okay, I'm getting real messed up. Keith, you know what, guy? I totally appreciate you, and I'm not really all that tired, so there's no excuse on my part.
And listen, we're both having one of those days. I just can't.
Amen. I appreciate you, guy. Take care. God bless. And I hope to see you again. Thank you.
Have a good one. Yeah,
you too. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I hope you guys like that new website, man. That was a lot of work. Went from the old to the new. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Lines will be open for one more segment, 281-845-4704. I'm just telling you guys, you know, love it or leave it. It matters not. That guy was fantastic. That guy, when I seen him in Michigan, was fantastic. So if you ever see or even get a hint of running into Keith, the reenactment historian reenactment actor concerning who he represented, Frederick Douglass. Do yourself a favor and go over there and watch him for a half an hour, because you will be moved. You will be captivated. You're going to want to sit down and listen to everything he has to say. So I'm happy we got him. What a super cool guy, and I'm glad he's out there doing what he's doing and educating the young people concerning the truth of the matter. So yesterday, I didn't get enough time to finish what I want to finish here. And what I want to finish is what's going on. And I told you that it's a life support system in the United States of America concerning TPUSA. Why? Because what they're doing is they're taking all the old dinosaurs from Fox News that people are sick and tired of watching. They are the ones that are responsible. Namely, the people are for listening to those people. They're the ones that are responsible for leading you to the ditch. Matthew 15:14 tells us that it's the blind leading the blind, and they're all going to end up in the ditch. Well, what we're seeing is them picking up all of this, these scragglers per se, or these washed up radio personalities, these controlled operatives that people have finally figured out that they are controlled operatives. And now what they're doing is they're taking them and throwing them over on TPUS as speakers going to the young people. Okay. And yes, I am jealous over this. Absolutely, I am. Because that's not what they need. They need someone to hit the ground running. They need someone to tell them in black and white terms concerning what it is that they now need to do, because the older generation dropped the ball on them. That's just the truth of the matter. What one generation tolerates, that's what the older generation did. The younger generation will embrace. Well, guess what they're learning? They can't embrace it, because that immorality in adhering itself to it, or the people adhering themselves to that immorality, is what God condemns, and they understand that's why this country's in trouble. Okay? He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Thomas Watson. Okay? Here's another one. When you aim at the Lord concerning what it is that he condemns, and you mean to advocate for it, you can rest assured it's a losing battle. You're just spinning your wheels, and you're being pushed backwards right into the pit that you yourself have dug. When you get on board with the masses that agree with what the Lord condemns. Matter of fact, we just put a brand new billboard out on the highway that says you cannot be a Christian and advocate for what the Lord calls an abomination, period. Read Proverbs 17:15. But let me go forward onto this TPUSA just to show you how this ridiculous narrative that the government is selling us over and over again, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And then I'm going to do my best to try to get some video in there during the end showing you why it is that people are questioning even the wife of Erica Kirk. Some people said, well, I don't know why Bradley's going there. And it's like, well, are you listening to what is going on out there? Are you just taking it for the mainstream media once again that you don't believe? Are you taking their narrative and trying to bring it to a conclusion? Because their narrative never brings about a resolve. It only adds more confusion. Daniel 9:7, read it when you get a moment. There's a lot more to it. You got to pay attention to the pieces, friends. And I'll get to that in just a moment as well. But I want to show you how this predictive programming, even with this alleged assassination with Charlie Kirk, took place. And I want you to listen carefully as to how smart the young people are. And what I'm talking about are those independent journalists, investigative journalists, are not taking what it is many are taking concerning the mainstream media's narrative. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the confusion. They're tired of the contradictions. They're tired of all of it, friends. This young lady took the time to go back and see if this was premeditated and pre-planned concerning this alleged assassination. And I want you to listen to yourself so you can come to your own conclusions, because I don't want to form your opinion for you outside of the facts. Listen carefully.
Coincidence or a conspiracy? Tyler Robinson's name was searched online the day before Charlie Kirk's assassination. By now, most of us know him by name, of course, but according to Google Trends, one or more people in the Washington, D.C. metro area was searching for Tyler James Robinson on September 9th, before anyone in the public even knew who he was. Not only that, also Losee Center, the building that Tyler Robinson allegedly shot from. Again, one or more people in the Washington, D.C. area was Googling Losee Center just 2 days before Kirk's assassination on September 8th, 2025. How about the Mauser 98? There was basically no interest in the Mauser 98 until August 27th, when once again the term was searched in the D.C. area. Have you heard of Dr. Deidre Amaro, the Utah State Medical Examiner? A sudden spike occurred around June 30th with multiple searches for Dr. Deidre Amaro in a seemingly unlikely place, the State of Israel. What about Timpanogos Regional Hospital, where Charlie Kirk was declared dead? There's no interest in this hospital anywhere in Israel except this sudden spike that happened about a month before Charlie's death.
So, folks, people were searching these outlets before anything allegedly took place in Utah there.
Again, searches originating in Israel for doctors who practice surgery at this hospital in Orem, Utah. Brian Gill, July 22nd. Lee Patterson, July 19th. Richard Rasmussen,
anybody
July 14th.
Anybody think that's a little telling?
For reasons unknown, one or more people in the State of Israel was very curious about a certain hospital, the surgeons employed there, and the state medical examiner. To top it all off, since this information is spread, Google has scrubbed all evidence of these searches from Google Trends.
See, they're controlling the narrative, friends. It was all premeditated, pre-planned. Let me go over and show you this really quick because I think this is more important than what I can show you next. But this is Charlie Kirk and his wife, Erica. Many people believe this is a honeypot. We all know that when she was 17 years old, she was working with the military, our governments, friends, and they set up a ministry in Romania. And many of the people that were a part of the military were, in fact, busted for child trafficking. But they used her ministry as a front, and the Romanian people got to the elect or the representatives in that country and said, you need to get this ministry out of the country that Erica Kirk oversaw, and you need to get it out of the country because our children are gone missing. Okay, this is all factual information. Another thing is, folks, you know, obviously the September 9th, 10, you see that on the videos, her country videos. We also know her affiliation with Donald Trump for 3 years. She lived in New York. I mean, the list goes on. I'm not trying to indict her. I'm just trying to give you all the pieces of the puzzle that most people don't take the time to know for themselves. But this is Charlie Kirk and Erica Kirk. And someone emailed in and asked the question about being married. When did you get married? And I want you to see Erica Kirk's response, and I want you to listen to it carefully because, friends, we need to quit taking things for face value here. Everything about it from point A to where we're at today has been way out of it's way out of the norm. Let me put it that way.
Well, this one's easy. How long have you been married, and when did you know it was time to get married?
We've been married since 2021.
She didn't know. She couldn't answer the question.
We laugh about this because our dates are so messed up because of babies. Meaning, there's so many dates to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So anniversaries, like kids' birth
May
dates.
14th.
Yeah, she's tongue-tied, friends.
We've been married for...
How did you know it was time to get married?
So she said, we've been married for... And she looks up at Charlie... And it looks like, in all sincerity, it looks like it hurt his feelings that she didn't allegedly remember, right? Again, this is video. This isn't been tampered with. She couldn't even answer the question. When the question came in through an email, you know, when did you guys get married? She couldn't answer the date. She had to look at Charlie. And Charlie Kirk kind of looked down a little bit, and then she started to get tongue-tied trying to put things together.
I mean,
how did we know? You just know.
A little weird, people.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of stuff that's going on.
Oh,
you want another one? You want to know another one? Is when you go online and you try to and cross-check me what I'm telling you right now. Go online and find footage of him going to the hospital. Go online and find footage of or information as to where Charlie Kirk is buried. There's nothing. There's nothing. You know, I shared this in parallel with John F. Kennedy's assassination. I can go online right now, and I showed you a couple weeks ago. I can show you John Kennedy on a table with half his head missing and his brains blown all over the place. But we can't find a picture of Charlie Kirk, and we can't find where he's been buried. Yes, friends, question the narrative. One more point, if you don't mind. I told you before about Russell Brand. Russell Brand has now become one of the speakers at Turning Point. And I want to show you how they put up the baser sort, 1 Kings 13, 33. And again, just showing you what I try to tell people, and here we are again, and they don't want to listen. Comedian Russell Brand charged with multiple counts of rape and sexual assault, April 4th. Okay? But now, some reason or another, they decided to put this sexual... criminal that's been indicted for sexual crimes. Some reason or another, now he's a spokesperson for Turning Point USA. Folks, what do you think is happening in federal and state governments right now? The same sort. Love you by what we do. See ya.